have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. All right, here we go again with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you here on a Monday morning to kick off a brand new week. In this episode, what I want to do is, if you've been listening for a long time, that is, back up a little bit. You know, I have been looking at some of the stats and some of the numbers, and when I began this whole thing about 43 or 44 episodes ago, I had about 1,200 followers, and now I'm quickly approaching 5,000. So with some new folks all over the world being exposed to this show, I thought I'd go back a little bit and talk about what the objective is here. Excuse me. And this whole thing really began, and when I say this whole thing, I'm talking about the Genesis Frequency podcast. It began shortly after I was posting a lot of videos. See, I've been posting positive affirmations, prosperity affirmations, quotes, first off by anybody and everybody that I found and really resonated with more than 10 years ago on social media. And then that evolved as I grew and I learned and I studied and studied and studied and gained the knowledge and then gained the self-confidence and the self-esteem in myself, I started to write my own material. And then I found that, well, people were really resonating with that. Well, that was a good lesson in being authentic, right? So as this went on and I pursued different degrees and credentials, I got to a point where I got back to a lot of my purpose, a lot of my life purpose. Now, you can hear my whole story if you go to Apple Podcasts, you go to my website, and you go to the first one. I have that marked as a pillar post, meaning that it'll stay in that first position all the time so you can get my background and get my story. I don't want to go back that far, okay? But give that a listen, because it is adversity, moving from adversity, I should say, to triumph in my life. I had to a trilogy of tribulations, actually a whole bunch of them, you know, like so many of us do. But it's not about my story, it's about everyone's story. It's about your story, the listener, and overcoming. This is about overcoming, taking that adversity and using it as a stepping stool, pulling out the wisdom gained, pulling out the good in it, and letting it be the cornerstone for the life we want to live. Because we all want more. We want to improve. We want more in our lives. So anyway, back to that little story. I was saying that I started shooting videos a couple months ago, about 6 months ago now, and I was asking followers and listeners, hey, are these affirmations, are these prosperity quotes and prosperity thoughts and prosperity affirmations serving you in your life? What are you doing with them? Because I found that a lot of people would read them, they'd feel good about them, they'd make a nice comment about that, I love this, I'm going to say it all day long. But I wanted to know what happened next. Because so often we affirm our prosperity and it's easy to do in the comfort of our own home. Maybe we're doing some reflection time, maybe you're doing some meditation. whatever you're doing for your own self-improvement, and you add in affirmations, we need to see results, right? But so many of us do that, and then we stop, we move about our day, and they just go away till the next time we're in that space, in that mindset, in that time that we have set aside for reflection. And the show became about, well, that's all well and good to do that, but don't let it be just in that time. Don't set aside that time just for that, and then you forget about it, and then you're being something less than authentic the rest of the day. You have to be true to what you're affirming. You have to act as if what you're affirming is your life now. So I started asking, what do you want? What are your goals? What are your dreams? It's one thing to affirm something in generalities, but it's another thing to work with the law of specificity, to truly be specific and telling the universe, telling the energy that is what we want. And we're telling a big part of ourself that too, because when we attach feeling and emotion to that, it's dropping into our subconscious and all kind of things start to happen. And I go into all that in a lot of the episodes if you want to go back and listen to some of those. But let's start at that point, asking you, if you've been listening for a while, or any of the new followers or new listeners, what do you want in your life? What is that big dream? What is it that you think about? If you're in one of the countries where you can participate in a lottery, for instance, like here in the United States, we have the Powerball and we have the Mega Millions, and every once in a while it gets up to a half a billion or $1 billion. And I'd really like to know, if you're standing in that line for that ticket, what is it that you want? What is it that you think about? Because most of us have done that. But unfortunately, that's the only time we seem to do it. That's the only time we seem to set goals in our lives. And I'm talking about the big dream goals. And I'm here to tell you, we can get you to that big dream goal without the winning numbers. Absolutely. And if you don't believe that, believe in my belief in you that you can do that. Because that's what I do. That's what my wife and I do in our company. We're Proctor Gallagher Consultants, and we make dreams come true. We help you move that needle in your life and foster radical personal transformation and make those quantum leap goal achievement things happen in your life. But let's think about these goals for a little bit. We found that people think about them when they stand in line for that lottery ticket, or they're waiting for the drawing and they're at home looking at it laying there on their dining room table. And beyond that, we found maybe, 3%, probably less than 3% of the population really has a goal. And even less than that, if they do have a goal, have it written down on a card, an index card, a goal card, and carry it around with them. We found that if most people write down their goal, we found most of the time it happens on a bar napkin about a half hour before midnight, just before the year changes on New Year's Eve, right? Everybody's writing down their New Year's resolution, and that's as close as they get to writing a goal out in their lives. And that's just not the way to do it. So here, we talk about the big dream goals, and I talk about A-level goals, B-level goals, and C-level goals. And I've learned this from our personal coach and mentor, Mr. Bob Proctor. Many of you perhaps have heard of Bob from the hit movie The Secret, and he's a speaker, inspirational speaker, motivator, all these things. And he encourages us to look at A, B, and C level goals, to break them apart a little bit. And that A level goal would be that goal that you know how to do already. For instance, maybe you're calling a big goal to get a new car. Well, but maybe 4 years ago, you bought a new car. So you got a goal now to get another new car. Well, you already know how to do that. it's not really a goal. It's really something that's just on the to-do list, or it's a wish. I want to get a new car. It's something you want, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's not a goal. It doesn't stretch you. You don't have to call in any of your higher faculties to make that happen. It's not going to foster growth in you spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. It's just something that you want. That's an A-level goal. You already know how to do it. Is an A-level goal. A B-level goal is something that, well, maybe you don't know how to do it, but you think you can do it. You think that, well, if I could find a piece of the puzzle, and I think I can find it over there, and if I think I can find a piece of the puzzle over there, and I take this dot and this dot and this dot and connect these dots and the puzzle pieces, this could maybe happen for me. You know, I think there's a good possibility I could make this happen. That's a B-level goal. It's a little bit bigger, but it's, you know, you already think you can do this thing. Again, it's not providing you any growth. Now, the C-level goal, and that's what I'm talking about, and that's what we talk about here, is the big dream goal. Those goals that you have no idea how in the world it could possibly happen in your life. But it's a burning desire. And perhaps you've had this for a long, 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 long time. It's your purpose. It's your passion. And we found that most people reject these big dream ideas because they have no idea how it could possibly come true in their lives. So they just reject it as just a whim. Where in reality, it was placed there by your creator, by source, and you are called to do that. And see, the interesting thing is that you couldn't even have the idea, the desire in you, if it wasn't possible for you to accomplish it, to achieve it, to move it into realization, to make it manifest in your world. You wouldn't even be able to have that thought if it wasn't possible for you. Yet most of us, and this is what's really strange, when we look at things from our limited human perspective, what's really strange is we think that everything, all these things, all these big goals, all these big dreams, we think they're possible for somebody else, but for some strange reason, we don't think they're possible for us. Well, I'm here to tell you that they are. And the big dream goal, the one that you have no idea how it could possibly happen in your life, is the one that you want to go after. Don't worry about the how. The how will be revealed. You just have to make the commitment. You have to say, yes, I'm going to do this. When you make the commitment, when you make that bold decision to move forward, all sorts of things start to happen. Yes, this is about the law of attraction, but the law of attraction is secondary. And Mr. Bob Proctor, our coach and mentor, will even tell you that. He says the law of attraction is a secondary. It's not a primary law. The primary law is the law of vibration, the law of cause and effect, and we'll talk about those in all these episodes here that I share. But we got to decide first that we're going to go after that big dream goal. We're going to lift the debris on the inside of us, the dross, the blanket. We're going to peel back those layers of onion skin, so to speak, that are covering that desire. Because most of us reject it. We reject that big dream idea, that big dream goal, because we don't think it's possible. Well, it's time to pull it out, to dust it off, and say, yes, I'm going to do this thing. Because I don't know who this guy is I'm listening to right now, but he's going to help me get there. And he says, even if I don't believe it, he believes in me, so I am going to move forward with this. You know, Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, said, no more effort is required to aim high in life, to demand abundance and prosperity, than is required to accept misery and poverty. Just think about that for a minute. You're going to go about your day spending some effort doing whatever it is you do. You're going to think thoughts anyway. Why not have those thoughts be in alignment with what you want to see made manifest in your life? Why not live the life you would love to live? Why not make a choice to do that? Why not demand abundance and prosperity and aim high in life? Because it's not going to require any more effort than it does to accept misery and poverty. Isn't that something? Yet so many of us get locked in that comfort zone and we say, life is good here, I'm fine. You know, that's not taking personal responsibility, and to an extent that's really being kind of lazy. You know, T. Harv Eckert says, comfort kills. There's no growth there. There's no wishes fulfilled there. There's no riches there in that comfort zone. Allow yourself to stretch a little bit. And this doesn't matter what country you're from, what the conditions are around you. Conditions and circumstances and situations are temporary. And we can change those when we change our thinking. Wayne Dyer says, when we change the way we look at things, the things that we look at change. And it's just so important that you believe in something. See, faith and fear both demand you believe in something you cannot see. You get to choose. That's from Bob Proctor. Faith and fear both demand you believe in something you cannot see, right? You get to choose. You can live in fear or live in that comfort zone. And in that comfort zone, you say, well, I'd like this big dream. I'd like it to be true for me. He says I can do it, but I'm kind of afraid. What if I fail? What if I... Well, you're believing in something that you can't see. You believe in something that will probably never happen, because chances are you're not going to even step outside your comfort zone. So stop worrying to begin with and get out of that fear zone. But faith provides growth. Faith calling you to believe in you is still believing in something you cannot see. So choose faith or fear. You know, Bob also says, you don't decide what your purpose is in life, you discover it. Your purpose is your reason for living. It was planted there. You are here. If you are still breathing, I say this a lot, if you are still breathing, you have a purpose to fulfill that was planted in you. It's never going to go away. And if you're feeling any longing and discontent, well, chances are you're not living on purpose from the authentic self you're called to be. So think about some of these things I shared today. We're going to talk more and more and more about them. We're going to talk how we can build some affirmations and add rhythm to those. Yes, just the basic instrument of the drum that anybody can play. We're going to add some rhythm to our affirmations, to our image, to the life we would love to live. And we can move that needle in your life. You've been listening to Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina and the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so very much.